This isn't the first time Tallahassee Democratic Representative Michelle Ray Winkle-Vasalinda has advocated for making nurse practitioners more independent. Last session, she spearheaded an effort to allow nurses to prescribe certain medications without a doctor's supervision. Now she's pushing for full autonomy, allowing them to run their own clinics, prescribe medication, and be reimbursed by Medicaid in the same way a doctor is. Although Vasalinda says she isn't trying to ignite a civil war within the medical community, she says she is issuing a call to arms to solve a looming doctor shortage.
The people of Florida need access to health care, they need quality health care, and they need lower cost of health care. And all those things are important, and I say all hands on deck. There are 50 states in this union, 49 of them allow nurse practitioners to have full scope of practice or fuller scope of practice than Florida.
Most states have increased the nurse practitioner's scope of practice by letting them make some decisions without a doctor's supervision. But the American Association of Nurse Practitioners says only 17 states allow full scope of practice. Florida Academy of Family Physicians Director Jay Milson says it's a good thing the other 33 don't. He argues nurse practitioners aren't as well trained as doctors and says the problem has more to do with apportionment than an actual shortage.
We believe that there's plenty of workforce to take care of the patients that are out there. It just needs to be redefined in the way in which the care is provided. What I mean by that is putting care in the way of patient-centered medical homes or in teams. And we believe it should be led by a physician with the nurses working with them.
But federal health care statistics do support the idea that there's a shortage. And with older doctors reaching retirement, officials worry the problem will only worsen. Milson says the state can do more to increase its physician base by implementing broader loan forgiveness programs for prospective doctors looking to work in primary care. A flurry of proposals regarding the doctor shortage and the role of nurse practitioners is expected in the upcoming legislative session. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.